What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Hard Work is for Losers. So I was watching a video from Better Bachelor about how today's Zillennials, or whatever you all call the next people, Gen Alpha, how they have it bad, and you know, things are costing way too much, especially homes. And he's telling these young people out there that maybe you just gotta work hard, you know, save up enough money to buy a little plot of land, maybe put a bus on it until you can build a home. And then, you know, by retirement age, you'd have like $1.7 million saved up. Like, for starters, do you really expect people who are 20 years old to spend the next 45 years of their life, first of all, working their asses off just so they can have like $1.7 million retirement? That, in all honesty, we don't even know if the country is going to be here or if the dollar is still going to have value like end of this year, let alone 40, 45 years from now. That's number one. Number two, do you want these people to live a life of just work, you know? I was at the MRI place. I had to get my MRI for my shoulder. As you guys know, I'm back from Colombia for my medical stuff because of the lady who hit me. This is my MRI CD. I just got it today for my shoulder and back. I actually had it before the trip to Colombia, but unfortunately, I put something on it. It broke. So they needed a copy of it for my shoulders. My back, they took care of the back. Supposedly, I don't have that much pain down there in the back anymore. They gave me the PRP shot. So as far as South Florida orthopedics is concerned, it's over for my back. It's been, you know, properly treated. And thus far, that is accurate. Next up is the shoulders. And that's why I'm back here from Colombia. I'm going to go in for physical therapy tomorrow, and I got to bring this CD with me. That way they see if my shoulder has any damage or anything in it. So going back to the point of this video, guys, is that you really can't tell young people just work for 40, 50 years. And where I was going with this actually is that the guy who took my MRI, he's a Latin guy. And he's like, dude, he's gonna live in Medellin too. He's working as an MRI technician, so you know he's making good money. And even he himself is telling me, just go to Medellin, bro. That's what I plan on doing. Go to Medellin, buy me a nice house over there, you know, have a little investment here and there, you know, something that makes me some money while I'm living over there. The real American dream, guys, is actually going overseas. That's really the American dream. Being in America is not the American dream anymore. Number three, or number four by now, I forget. Did Better Bachelor live the current lifestyle he has due to hard work? No, he did it due to social media fame, not due to hard work, you know? Like, my success in Colombia, guys, with the restaurant is because A, car accident, and B, you guys, okay? The car accident gave me enough money, like 5K, to get the restaurant going. And then I got another 3K from you guys to properly get it, keep it going. And now, thank God, I'm doing well in Colombia. So at the end of the day, guys, did my hard work here in America, work 12, 14, 15 hours on a food truck, you come home at 5, 6 in the morning, clean the damn thing down while the sun is still coming up. Did any of that benefit me? Did any of that hard work benefit me? No, it didn't, dudes. So at the end of the day, guys, what benefited me was a car accident and social media, you guys. So I want you guys to understand this really good, okay? Everybody tells you hard work is important. Hard work is important, yes, only for a limited amount of time before you take things to the next level. Guys, you just can't keep working your ass off. You don't want to end up like me, guys. You don't want to end up with a broken back. Granted, the broken back was an accident, but still, you don't. If you work in a kitchen, especially in a food truck long enough, you probably would have had a broken back, you know. So you guys out there, you all don't want to end up being in your 40s, working hard. You don't want to do that. That's a loser's lifestyle. Now, honestly, guys, if it wasn't for the car accident, I would have become a truck driver. I'm still thinking of becoming a truck driver. However, I got two things going for me now. Number one, I'm selling the truck. Number two, I got insurance money coming in, okay? Between selling the truck and insurance money, if I can get like $30,000 by the end of this year, that's enough for me to easily open two more restaurants in Colombia and still have enough money left over. So if it wasn't for that, I would have become a truck driver. I know a truck driver, you know, let's be honest, dudes. I mean, a fucking Pajit and fucking Pedro can become a truck driver. Anybody can become a truck driver. I mean, I know Zumalis. Notice I said Zumalis, not Somalis. Because in the Arab world, Somalis are considered animals that should be in a locked up in a cage, in a zoo, you know. That's why they're called Zumalis. If they can do it, anybody here can do it. So, like I've been harping on for years, guys. You young guys out there who've been listening to me, become a freaking truck driver, live in the truck, save up as work for about a good 2, maybe 3 years, save up a shitload of money, then buy yourself a nice place in Latin America. Medellin right now, guys, is getting really expensive because of foreigners. Like something that cost $100,000 in Medellin, they're trying to sell it for like $1 million, thinking that some dumb gringo is gonna buy it, you know. So Medellin right now, guys, is getting a little bit too expensive. So you might want to look at Rio Negro, you might want to look at Pereira, you might want to look at some of the smaller cities around around Medellin. And if honestly, guys, if you have enough money or you can buy a nice place in Colombia, you're probably going to buy a nice place out in the mountains, away from it all. So, and get yourself a little, well, not a little motorcycle, get yourself a nice 200cc motorcycle, and you can ride into Medellin whenever you want. That's what I plan on doing. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys here is that this whole notion of, man, I work hard, I break my back, why are you doing it, dude? I did construction once in my life. That's it. I did construction once in my life. One day, never again. I'm never ever doing construction again. Maybe construction if I'm doing it for myself, you know, building myself a house or something like that. Yeah, like something temporarily, okay, no problem. But would I ever work as a carpenter or a construction worker? Absolutely not, dudes. Like, why? You know, especially when you got truck driving, why would you want to do anything else, you know? Like I said, guys, if it wasn't for the accident and you guys helping out, I'd have definitely become a truck driver. And, you know, if I sell the truck and I get money from the insurance for the accident by the end of the year, I'm good, you know. Otherwise, I'm really thinking of becoming a fucking truck driver, guys. Like, again, guys, America right now, guys, take as much out of America by giving the least back, okay? That's the name of the game. Take as much out of this country by giving the least back. You have to understand, this country will fall, okay? You don't want to be here when America falls. And all these people out there who tell you, oh yeah, bro, go live in Alaska, go live in the middle of nowhere, really? Really? Why the fuck would you want to go live out in the middle of nowhere? There's a MGTOW here who tried to do that a couple of years ago in Europe, I believe. And he was like, look at this. I'm dealing with animals. I'm dealing with wildlife. I'm dealing with, you know, poisonous trees and plants. And why would you guys want to do that, you know? Yeah, Islam tells us go live high up in the mountains away from it all, but you can live in a cabin in Guatapé, you know, that's high up in the mountains, you know. A friend of mine was actually looking at cabins in Guatapé for like $50 a night, you know. I stayed in a cabin in Guatapé, very, very beautiful by the lake. Honestly, guys, if I could, dudes, I would... if I had the money, I would buy a nice cabin in Guatapé or San Rafael or San Hill by Bucaramanga, and I'd live there. You don't want to become a tax resident in Colombia, guys, you know. Never ever stay more than 180 days in Colombia, because if you become a Colombian tax resident, that's not good. Their taxes suck. They tax you on all your money that you made. So you're going to get taxed by America worldwide. You're going to get taxed by Colombia worldwide. But in the grand scheme of things, if you had a good lawyer, it's not that big of a deal. If you had a good lawyer in America, a good lawyer or a tax accountant in Colombia, it's not that big of a deal being a tax resident in Colombia. But why? See, that's part of the whole why. You know, if I can live in Latvia for half a year, Colombia the other half of the year, I'm good, dudes, you know. I'm really thinking of going back to Latvia. I liked Latvia. Ukraine was nice and everything. But Latvia, you know, see, well, Ukraine obviously has a war, you know. Ukraine didn't have life. Well, I don't want to lie and say Ukraine didn't have life in it, but Latvia had more of a spirit in it, you know, so to speak. So I'm really thinking of going out to Latvia again, guys. I really liked Latvia. Probably will, you know, after the restaurant is up and running, get some of that money from the insurance and the sales of the truck. Really thinking of going out to Latvia. Like, my brain is in Latin America for the money, but my heart is in Europe, Eastern Europe, you know. And here's the thing, guys. You, honestly, dudes, like, don't work hard, dudes. Don't work 12 hours a day, back-breaking jobs in the heat. You know, the best thing I ever did was get the damn AC in the truck, dudes. That's like the best thing I ever made, getting AC in the truck. Otherwise, you'd be in a 120-degree fucking kitchen all the time. It would be like hell in there, you know, hell's kitchen, right? So you really don't, you see, a lot of you young guys out there, you gotta travel a lot, you know, like, thanks to my traveling, I don't have, because here's the thing, a lot of you young guys out there, you're in your 20s and shit like that, you see everything on Instagram, you see all these people who are like your age, maybe even younger, traveling, enjoying life. A lot of these people are either CIA assets, or they're backed by some production company trying to sell you something, you know? Like, hey, I'm 18 years old and I travel the world and money's always coming into my bank account and I can show you exactly how to do the same. It's like, yeah, right, you know? That's like me telling you, hey, man, come park your food truck where I park my food truck, bro. No. If I have something giving me money, why the hell would I want to share it with somebody else, you know? So it's rather very important for you guys out there to like and consider living in a car if you have to. I did that for over 5 years. I would rather live in a car, go fucking do degrading jobs like drive Uber, you know. Honestly, guys, like back in the day, I don't know if that's possible anymore because all the fucking illegal immigrants will drive for $2 a mile. No, not $2 a mile, like $2 a 100 miles. I don't know if it's worth it to do Uber or a DoorDash with a rented car, you know. So I closed down the food truck for the rest of the summer. It's so fucking bad, guys. Like, I've been going out for 4 or 5 days where I make like $20, $10. It's like my fucking Colombian restaurant kicks this truck's ass, you know. So I closed down the food truck And I might do it only on Friday and Saturday only because those are the busy days. But the reality of the matter, guys, I'm thinking of like going up north, going to like Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, because I like cold. I like seeing different parts of the world. I really don't want to be stuck here in small town USA with the heat and the humidity. I really don't want to. And this is the thing you guys got to understand. You know, it's not so much about making money. I'd much rather see the world, have fun, and financially struggle than, you know, make a shitload of money and just work every day, miserable, sacrificing, struggling, suffering. This is my philosophy, okay, guys? So, and again, worst case scenario, become a fucking truck driver. Like, worst case scenario, drive truck. Truck drivers are always in need, dudes. I know this one Somalian guy. He showed me his pay stub. He makes like fucking $10,000 $10,000 a month. You know, maybe even less than a month, you know. Imagine making $120,000 as a truck driver, right? You know? Granted, after Uncle Sam takes his share, it's going to be like $70,000. But still, $70,000 traveling the country, sleeping in a cab, you don't have to pay for really anything. And I think they give you a per diem where you can buy food from their account or something like that. So again, guys, honestly, if it wasn't for the car accident and you guys, I'd be driving truck right now. I wouldn't even bother with the food truck anymore, you know. So yeah, the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that you gotta stop listening to people who tell you work really hard and, you know, go live in the wilderness. It's like, come on, dude. You can become a truck driver for 3 years, probably make $200,000, buy yourself a decent place in Latin America, okay? And then maybe start a small business there or whatever. Use your brain, dudes. You know, make money online, start a restaurant there, or I don't care. You just find a way to make some, because you guys gotta understand, dudes, like, if you own your own place, let's take Colombia, because I know Colombia. So let's say you own your own apartment or own home in Colombia, okay? Like, property taxes, shit like that, are negligible. They're laughable, okay? So you own your own place in Colombia. So that means the only thing you really need to worry about is pretty much feeding yourself and having enough money for a rainy day, you know, medical expenses, shit like that. Plus, Colombia does have a very good healthcare system. If you decide to become a Colombian resident, you can probably tap into that system. But in general, like, Colombia is rather a cheap country for when it comes to like medical care. Colombia is rather cheap. So if you own your own home in Colombia, the only thing you have to worry about is food and saving a little bit money on the side for a rainy day. So honestly, assuming you own your own home in Colombia, like, if you were making $1,000 a month, which is like 4 million pesos, that's really all you need. Like, $300 to $400 for food, and the other $500-$600 would be you saving that money up, maybe watching a movie every now and then, you know, spending a night or two with Yogi Ob's mom. But yeah, guys, you don't have to work hard and you don't have to stay in America. Like, I'm really tired of all these people who tell you, oh yeah, bro, become a prepper, go live in Alaska, go live in the wilderness. I mean, you can make it work, don't get it wrong, but is that a fulfilling life? I mean, do you guys really want to live in Alaska where it's super cold and fucking bears stalk you and you wouldn't even know it until the damn bear is already eating you alive? It's like, no, you don't want that. I don't want that, you know? So this is why I'm telling you guys, it's all about, you see, you don't want to struggle suffer and sacrifice for the rest of your life. Okay, dudes, like, and that's one of the reasons why I closed up the truck here in Florida. I'm like, what am I doing, man? I'm fucking cutting chicken, cooking, doing all this stuff, cleaning the truck, taking the truck out, coming back at like 5-6 in the morning. What am I doing, dude? I mean, if I was making $300-$400, I'd be like, okay, it's worth it. But when you're making $40, $30, and you're just waiting 3-4 hours for somebody to come by, and they don't, it's like, what are you doing, dude? Like, especially when you have a restaurant in Colombia that's already doing well. See, this is a thing, you know, once Americans go overseas and they realize how great life is overseas, we don't want to come back. Like, everybody who's been to Thailand, they want to go to Thailand, they want to go back. Everybody wants to go back. It's just that when people want to go back, it's just that money is what am I going to do for money if I go back, you know? If I go to Thailand, what am I going to do for money in Thailand, you know? This is why I'm telling you folks out there, your best option, unless, I know some of you guys out there got some good jobs, was like fucking, I don't know, Fortune 500 company, and you're getting paid, you know, $70,000-$80,000 a year. Okay, that's great, but vast majority of you guys out there, you're not going to have that type of life. So, again, truck driver, you know, and I'm actually gonna do some research. You know what, tomorrow I might go to I'm gonna call a couple of truck driving schools. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna call a couple of truck driving schools. That's what I'm gonna do, man. You know what, I'm going to call my old employer. Well, they weren't my employer. I was working for them through a labor company. I told you guys I worked at a refrigerated warehouse, and they had truckers. In fact, some of the people who worked in the refrigerated warehouse ended up driving truck for them, and they get paid well, you know. I think it's like a W-2. They get paid like $70,000 a year. That's not a bad gig, so I'd much rather drive truck and listen to MGTOW TV and shit like that, you know. So, you know what, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, rather than Kutch Pitch Bill, who puts other things in his mouth. And I'm going to give a couple of truck driving schools a call tomorrow, like, hey, how much will this course cost? Can I start driving? Can I drive with the CDL in a different state, or do I have to be here in Florida for that? You know what, I'm probably gonna do that, guys. I'm going to investigate becoming a truck driver by actually doing research, calling up a few places. That's really what I'm gonna do, dudes. And even if I drive truck for like half a year, that's fine. I mean, honestly, the way I see it, dudes, like, if I can stay, like, here's the thing, if I can stay in Colombia for like 2 weeks and then come here, spend a month and a half doing driving truck, I'd do that. I'd love that type of schedule, you know. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do, guys. Take the easy route. You guys out there watching this motherfucking video, take the easy route. Even Islam tells us, if you had a choice between the hard way and the easy way, take the easy way. You guys watching this video, I mean, I know a lot of you guys been told, oh yeah, bro, you gotta work hard, bro. Sacrifice pays off. Fuck all that shit, dude. Again, you know, my successful restaurant in Colombia, is it because of all my hard work on the food truck? No. It's because of a freaking car accident and the MGTOW community chipping in. Has nothing to do with my hard work. Like, fucking chopping up onions, staying until 5-6 in the morning. None of that stuff did me any good. I can honestly sit here and tell you, the people watching this video, that my food truck did not help me open the restaurant in Colombia. It was a car accident and the MGTOW community that helped me open the restaurant in Colombia, not the food truck. What does that show you guys? Hard work is for losers, okay guys? Take the easy way out. At the end of the day, everybody watching this motherfucking video, save up a couple of $100,000, buy yourself a nice apartment or maybe a cabin or a villa somewhere cheap. And again guys, Medellin is getting expensive. Rio Negro, there's plenty of small towns and cities around Medellin. You can buy your place over there and then take your motorcycle down to Medellin, not a problem. That's what I plan on doing. So at the end of the day guys, all these people out there have been telling you, hey, you gotta work hard, you gotta sacrifice, you gotta suffer, you gotta struggle. No, yes, you will have to work hard to be a truck driver, you will have to sacrifice, but why would you want to struggle and suffer at the same time? It's like, pick one, you know, suffering, struggling, and sacrificing, you know. I'd much rather sacrifice a social life here in America as a truck driver and then go have my happy life in Colombia. I'd much rather do that. But why would you want to suffer by living, you know, in the middle of nowhere and then struggling, fucking keeping yourself safe from bears, and if it gets too cold, you know, you might freeze to death. Why you want to suffer a struggle like that, you know? It's okay to sacrifice, yes, but don't fucking sacrifice your life or happiness for that matter. So that's really what my video is about, guys. It's really about just finding freedom, enjoying life. Take, you guys gotta understand, you know, until Trump officially destroys the US dollar, our currency is still pretty good, you know. So again dudes, I don't want anybody suffering, struggling, sacrificing. I really don't. I don't want to see anybody here like, oh, I'm gonna have to live in my car for the rest of my life, I'm gonna have to buy a small piece of land, finance it, install a shower, and maybe buy a bus until I can build a house. It's like, come on, dude. Come on, dude. No, no, no. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.